Keep it clear. You'll have nothing to fear. This is the perfect pour.
But won't that be so boring, living life clear?
That would
be
fun. That would be like a day on the beach.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a craft beer show. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
And we're going to hang out with you the next couple hours, talk about some craft beer things and drink a lot, much beer as we can shove into our gullet in 2 hours. And we'll talk about some beer releases to look out for. The listeners of the show are going to leave us all kinds of messages and their own podcasts. We're going to talk about some beer culture things and all that stuff. And before the show, we had one tailgate beer.
Woo.
One, only one from the local brewer. You may have heard of them. They're called Tioga Sequoia, downtown Fresno.
I've heard of it.
They've got a well-managed beer garden there.
Some now good, I, good now I don't know what you're talking about.
Now you're lost. This is a SpongeBob beer. One of the last in town, maybe? Or you guys still got some of this?
I think just it's circulating amongst employees, but that's about it.
And hoarders, SpongeBob hoarders.
Yep.
What was that one called?
Jellyfish Hunter.
Jellyfish
It's a hunter. Pineapple goes. Pineapple pizza goes.
SpongeBob is a good jellyfish hunter. Catch and release. He's a catch and release
Catch and
guy.
Release kind of guy.
Yeah.
It's a good song, catch and release.
And a very special guest this week. Back-to-back guests for us.
Classing
very rare. Classing it up a little bit. Local and blues guitar legend Bill Clifton has joined the show for the first time.
All right, yeah. It's nice to be here amongst the beer gurus.
Yeah, I don't know if we're that good, but... to be known as gurus, but we'll take it.
Well, you're the only ones I know.
So. Best ones I know.
Yeah. We could be the best of us if we're the only ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the worst of something if it's the only one you know.
You are the worst beer gurus I know and the only ones. Wow. It's not good. So thanks for joining us, Bill.
Yeah. Pleasure
it's
to be here.
Honor to have you here.
Yeah. Always. Yeah.
You may know Bill from, if you're a local, you may know Bill from many brewery beer places around town, from Zach's Brewing, Tioga Sequoia. You guys have played Bill and the Chicken Whiskey Band.
Yeah.
And Goldstein's.
Goldstein's,
and Barrel House. You guys have played at Barrel House.
We'll be at Barrel House next week.
Gazebo Gardens.
Gazebo Gardens. Yeah, all the big venues of Fresno.
All the breweries that let bands play, Bill Clifton and Chicken Whiskey Band will be there.
Yeah, yeah, we haven't even been thrown out once.
Oh, man, you guys aren't playing hard enough. I don't come to enough shows, then. Yeah. I got to get you thrown out.
Yeah.
Well, you want to get thrown out? Oh, we got plenty of listeners that know how to get thrown out of beer places, so
we can make
that happen.
You have to have a dream.
The ultimate would be to somehow get kicked out of Zach's Brewing. Now that'd be something.
That would be one hell of
that'd be one hell of a night.
Well, it's possible. It's possible. In my older days, you know, I have been thrown out of a few places,
I hope that story come. One of those stories comes up later.
Well, there's more than one. But no, we need to work nowadays, so we kind of tone it down a little bit.
It's like, we need to come back here. Yeah. Just the places you don't want to come back to. Those are like, all right, boys, get kicked out of here.
Of course, we don't play too many two- or three-story buildings where we can throw TVs out the window anymore. So,
look out. Yeah. You multi-story buildings.
Yeah.
Wow. What just got open. I didn't get this.
Uh-oh. You should. It's fantastic.
All right. This is a beer donated to the show by Exo Perro out there in the Buffaloes. This one's from Mast Landing Brewing Company. Little Choppy. In reference to the sea there, a little choppy. It's a hoppy session ale. I like them sessions.
I like it. It's not super bready for... no, session ale. Never mind. I was thinking lager for some reason. But still good. Very crisp.
Crisp. So not an IPA, but a session beer.
Hoppy session ale. That's another thing people like to do is session ales.
Okay.
Or hoppy ales. Like it's basically just an easy way to say like threw some extra hops on a
Mass Landing is from Westbrook, Maine.
Elbow in an extra batch of hops.
Yep. More Maine beer.
Whoops.
Yeah, I had 6 pounds of Mosaic sitting up here. You seen it?
Nope.
Nope.
Can't say that how.
Don't look in that beer though.
Well, that's a good beer. So, Bill, we got to ask you, you may not know this, you may or may not know this, but anybody that's new to the show, we got to get some beer history from them. So you've got some major history to pull from here. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I think he just called you old.
No. So like what do you remember, say in your 20s, What were you drinking in your 20s?
We used to have something we called shortstop beer.
Shortstop beer?
Yeah, they used to sell it at Shortstop. There's a little shortstop market.
What?
And we used to go in there and they'd have these little 10-ounce. I think it was probably Lucky Lager. And it had nothing. You'd buy a case of beer and come in like a regular cardboard-looking case. And on the side of it said beer. That's all it said was just beer.
Beer.
And so
you That's all you need to know.
Yeah, and for $3.99 you could get a whole case of shortstop beer. And it was great. But I knew it was Lucky because it had these twist off caps and it had this riddle on each beer. You got a different riddle inside the cap.
That fun stuff with it.
Yeah, it was like a prize in every package, you know. Pieces. And you could get a case of shortstop beer for $3.99 and go home and just drink beer and have fun all night, sharing the riddles with everybody. Yeah. And we pass them around and play games with it. No, that wouldn't get that silly. But I suppose it could, but
sitting there on the couch drunk, it sounded like fun.
Yeah, but that was just kind of the fun one that I could think of. And we used to just like say shortstop beer for some reason. It was just fun to say. Mm-hmm. And the cardboard package, like I said, that just said beer, you know, you just get to the point here. And other than that, I don't know, you know, you can go back to the days where people were drinking Olympia and, things like that. And, Schlitz.
Schlitz.
Schlitz malt liquor. I don't know what it was.
Yep.
And in, high school days, you know, we go out and get what was that Colt 45 and the big quart bottles, you know, and you can get the party started quick. And so pretty much a cheap date. But other than that, I don't know about, you know, when I was younger and like you said, my 20s, we didn't have this craft beer stuff yet, you know. And and then later on when it did come in, it wasn't very good, you know, in the 90s, you know, it wasn't all that great. Yeah. It'd give you a headache basically. But nowadays I think everything's going along pretty good. They have a lot of nice stuff to choose from and pretty tasty beers out there nowadays, you know, so it's come a long ways.
And you like the lagers?
I'm a lager and stout guy, you know. I like a good stout too, you know. I mean, nice imperial stout every now and then, and oatmeal stouts are fun. And unfortunately,
did Nick do that to you? Hanging out with Nick too much? Sounds like you're hanging around Nick too much.
Well,
this is the only beer that exists. Don't worry about it.
He's like, oh, okay. Like, Bill, this is it.
Yeah, it was an influence, you know, and then. I think Matt might have helped a little bit, you know. He used to go over there on some of the beer what would you call them, the days that you have the new beers coming out, the showcase,
the beer release
day.
Rush Day
yeah, and things like that, you know. So but like I was telling you earlier that I wish I was a strong IPA guy because, you know, you go into a brewery and you look at the menu and there's, you know, 14 IPAs and two stouts and one lager. And, you know, I feel kind of left out sometimes, you know.
I mean, you're like,
it's a little bit limited for me. But
they're like, man, that lager better be good.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes it's not. And then you're just like, well.
You're really screwed.
Yeah, back to water again.
You know? Like, damn it, water.
Yeah. So, but you know, every now and then I get surprised with an IPA that, you know, it'll, you know, I can drink, you know, and stuff. So, I'm a bit of an outcast, I guess, you know, because in today's beer climate of, you know, the more hops you can put in it, the more manly we are, you know.
That's
so.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
But I don't know where, you know.
Well, lagers they've made a comeback in the past year or so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Craft beer, so.
Yeah, that's a good thing as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. You know, so. Tug always has a lager on, at least one or two.
Yeah.
And the Zorro's always there, right?
Yep. That's our year-round.
It's year-round. Yeah, then once in a while, special.
We just did a Summer Vibes, which is a hoppy pilsner, where we're coming out with our cucumber pilsner.
Oh, finally. Cucumber, is it a different than cucumber?
No, it'll be cucumber.
Okay.
And let's see. Then we also do it's weird. Our Hella Ninja, which is the Jasmine Rice Ale. It's kind of an ale. It's kind of a lager. It's a very tough category to kind of name. We try to keep it on the lighter side as well. It's good to have that option.
You said jasmine rice?
Yeah. So the beer is, it's not fermented with grain. It's either rice and rice or a little bit of rice sugar, and that's what it's used to ferment out with. So it makes it gluten free. It gives it this real bright, like floral characteristic to it in the taste. And it's actually like, it's only like 120 calories for like a 12 ounce serving. So it's low cal, it's gluten free. It's checking all the boxes.
No GMOs or anything.
No gin.
Oh, good.
No MSG.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
The GMOs getting you.
I think technically all grain is modified. So
it's all GMO.
Don't modify my hops.
Well, let's get a little culture covered here. Matt, do you have some culture for us, sir?
How often do you go to Cincinnati?
Not a whole
Once
lot.
Once a week.
Bill may have been to Cincinnati.
That's one I've missed so far.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's a big announcement that the Cincinnati Zoo is opening up a beer garden.
Whoa.
Next spring, zoo guests will be able to relax in the beer garden, multi-tiered deck, and have an incredible view of Roo Valley, which features the kangaroos. Talk about a new little penguin habitat and a venture ropes course. So you can drink beer and go in
that
the
sounds
adventure
good.
Ropes
That's
course.
Trouble. That's trouble.
And then it's a 50 West, High Grain, Mad Tree, and Braxton are... And 3 Points are all partnering to bring local brews to the zoo. So it's not just a beer garden. They're also looking for the locals to help them get beer. But then they also say that they'll have things like Goose Island, Breckenridge, Legion, and Golden Road.
Boo.
Yeah. Gosh. They'll flatten it out. And they'll have food offerings such as a flatbread pizza and chicken wings.
Our zoo has that.
Artesian flatbread.
Yeah,
pizzas.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't been to the zoo in a while. So.
They got and that new whole food court thing.
Okay.
They do.
They have a Whole Foods in there. What?
No, they should. They don't have beer in there. I thought
they've done zoo brew or right. Brew days. But I didn't know
continuous.
If there's. Yeah.
I kind of thought they were going to, but. I don't think there is, maybe. I don't know. But they need to.
I love gold.
Are you trying to say you'd campaign to go to the zoo a little bit more often?
I would.
Zubies.
I would battle the Roding Park parking.
Let's go check out the anteaters. They're all dead. Well, the hippos.
Wow.
They still have hippos, jeez, right?
Jeez, we have an anteater shortage?
Gosh, why do you want to traumatize my daughter like that right now?
Oh, well, maybe they do have anteaters.
They do.
Okay. I thought the zoo was just kind of like versus like replacing an animal. They're like, now we have penguins instead of hippos because that one died or something like that.
Fresno Chaffee is a very good zoo, sir.
Okay.
Do they put the ears from the other animals on the penguins and pretend that's the animal?
They just have a bunch of labs running around with different ears pinned on them.
Ooh, my rabbit.
It's a schooner.
What do you got opened up there?
Mm.
I heard a beer open.
Great Divide. Fresh, cold, and with friends. It is a hazy.
Nick doesn't want it. He saw hazy.
The hazy IPA. It's not that hazy. I mean, you can't see through it, but it's not like, doesn't look like orange juice.
From our reps, Colin and Janine. I think it's our first Great Divide out of a can, if I may be correct on that.
Oh, I think you might be right.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the Bombers.
Yeah, Bombers with the Yeti. Sasquatch Yeti guy.
Yeah.
It's not bad. There's a little bit of malt characteristic to it, but it's kind of like what I imagine an East Coast beer to be like.
It's got some viscosity to it. Seems like you could chew on it.
Yep, I'm not upset with that at all.
Mm. Cut it with a knife and fork.
Colin and Ginny finally got one for you, huh?
Well, no.
he misses the peach beers already.
Oh, gosh.
Where are the peach beers? Producer Becky drank one of them. So just so you know, Colin and Ginny, if you're like, you're listening for one to show up, I gave one to Producer Becky. So I was like, Nick and Matt won't mind if you drink this one. It was like one of those fruit.
Oh, fruit nope. Ones. You did. You... You chose wisely.
So, Colin, Gene, thank you.
Usually when you find out about things that you missed out on, you're upset, but this one doesn't quite upset me.
I'm okay with this.
So, was there other things, Matt? Are you good?
That was really the big news thing that I had going this week. Seltzers are still kind of taking over, and I'm still kind of over it. So
they're taking more and more shelf space, and...
Mm-hmm.
I saw the first ramifications of, I don't want to say directly from seltzer, but it was a combination of Michelob Ultra and seltzer from Elite Liquors at Herndon and Mark's. They did a reset and the craft beer doors are less. They have less craft beer doors. They have a full door of Ultra, all the different Michelob Ultras you could desire.
Wait, what? 2-packs, 10-packs, 12-packs,
10-packs, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, not
variants. So they have a variance of Ultra.
Not variants. It's variants of Ultra sizes.
Grapefruit Ultra.
Quantity alterations.
Yeah, when's the grapefruit Ultras? When are those happening?
That
kind of sounds... I don't go that way.
Hazy Ultras, come on.
Hazy Ultras. I intended to bring a White Claw today because technically the seltzers that are out are still
thrown it into the neighbor's yard.
Still kind of beer based from some of them I've seen, but I've had sips of one and they're not bad, but it's not what I would prefer to drink
right
by any means.
I just say that we in the beer circle should not have been saddled with dealing with seltzers. We somehow got locked into like, well, that's the beer category. Should have been the wine. Well,
the wine guy said, oh, it's your, it's yeah, in a
wine
can.
Guy's
that's
like,
your deal.
Oh, that's can. That's yours. We're like, no, it's not. Oh, that's yours. You're stuck with the beer people. Yeah. So now we're the ones that have to deal with the wine people. You don't see wine geese going like, oh my God, all the seltzers. It's all those beer dummies. God dang seltzers.
A funny story I had when I was in Poland one time. We were doing a tour over there, and our bass player, we go up to, and they have, you know, pretty hefty beers over there. And our bass player goes, that where me and him were sitting at the bar, and he asked for it. He goes, do you have a Miller Lite?
Oh my God.
And the bartender goes, Miller Lite, that is a girl's beer. Oh man.
They should start using that in their ad campaign. Yeah.
No, it's a girl's beer.
It's a girl's beer. I'm surprised he even knew what it was.
Oh, they had it, but he goes,
oh, yeah.
That is a girl's beer. Are you a girl?
Also a country that drinks vodka like water.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah, they don't order vodka by the shot. They order it by the bottle over there. And that's not a joke.
Wow.
The first time I went over there, we started drinking with some guys, and it's just like in the old West, they bring the bottle out, and you know, you drink it until the bottle's done, and you get another bottle.
Wow.
I had to learn how to drink over in Europe. It's a whole different setup.
You didn't have any choice in the matter. You're like, this is what you're drinking, bro.
And everybody wants to be your friend and buy you a drink, you know, and so you really have to kind of learn how to shift gears.
I hope you kept hydrated. You
knew I'm pretty sure they smoke so much and they drink so much over there. I'm pretty sure they have like four lungs and six kidneys and probably two livers.
About the genes or something that can handle all that.
Because I know I wouldn't survive 6 months to do what those folks do over there. Just normal.
Like, this is a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see guys going in at lunchtime to the grocery store they get a sandwich and a bottle of vodka, you know? And it's just normal. It's nothing out of the ordinary. It's just the way it works.
Jeez, livers of iron.
Yeah. I don't get it, you know. And then you'll see older folks over there not doing anything much different than the way the younger folks do it, you know, still puffing on five packs of cigarettes a day and drinking a couple of bottles of vodka.
Man.
You know, it's just crazy.
So, I know you did a lot of European travel with the Mofo Party Band and everything.
Yeah.
Played a lot of blues festivals in Europe. So our European listeners, if they've ever been to a blues festival, they might have seen you play.
Especially the big ones in Belgium, right?
Yeah, we used to do a lot of big festivals over there, and we had a bigger following in Europe than we did in the States, you know, and it's just pretty incredible. I remember the first, in fact, our first tour, we went over, we played this place called Beer Soul Blues Festival. It was by this castle. And we walked in there, we're walking backstage, and people were lined up waiting for us, and they knew all of our names.
you know, and that's how
I mean, and I'm saying more for the fans than myself. They were really dedicated to music over there and blues and beer, and especially Belgium is. I was at this one, another festival, it was called the, I don't remember, but it was a big festival over there, and they had all these trucks lined up. And they look like fuel trucks, you know? And so I asked one guy, what's these big tanker trucks here for? Oh, they're full of beer. And they just back these tanker trucks up and plug into them and then just start pouring. And I'm serious. There's like these 8,000 gallon trucks of beer that then there'd be everywhere in the festival, dang. You know? Just backed up to the booth and they're ready
Russian
to go.
Russian River will do that for us? They bring a tanker of Russian
personal
River,
tanker.
Pliny tanker?
As long as it's glycol jacketed so it keeps cold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But Belgium has really good beer, though. They brag about it, too.
They know how to make it.
Yeah, they do.
Their styles that they're good at, they know how to do it.
Yeah, They do. And it's good beer. So it's
But like a lot of the beer, it's lighter, though, right? It's like not...
Yeah, most of it. In fact, when I first started going over there, Stella Artois.
Stella.
It was before it came to the United States. But Stella Artois over there, you know, it's kind of a little pricey over here, but over there it was like Bud Light, you know. Yeah. It was just everywhere, you know, you looked. And then about a year after my first trip over there, you saw Stella Artois coming over here. What, did Budweiser buy them or something?
It does feel like that, yeah.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, but...
I used to drink that before the whole craft beer craze.
Mm-hmm.
Felt special drinking the Stella.
A staple at Landmark. Yeah. Always had it on draft there.
Yeah. That's where I usually had it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have another beer over there. It's called Bud. It's Budweiser, I think. But they don't spell out Budweiser. They just have big letter. It's the same label, red and white label. But instead of saying Budweiser, it says, in big letters, it says Bud.
Bud.
Yeah, so they just get right to the point, you know?
They probably, they think Budweiser's like Stella Artois over there.
Probably, yeah. You're probably right, yeah.
Like how we think of Stella.
Well, that's an import, you know? I mean, I don't know if I saw Coors over there or not. I don't remember seeing Coors over there. They have Miller and they have Bud, and but it's interesting, you know.
Do you ever happen to go any breweries back there?
No, I never went in one. We used to drive by the Heineken one all the time, and I think that was in Amsterdam or somewhere in Holland.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, and I'd driven by it several times, but we never had time to stop. We were always in transit to somewhere. Mm-hmm. But no, I never made it to any breweries. I had some strange wine at a monastery one time, but...
All right.
Yeah, wow. Kind of crazy. Went back off in this Polish woods someplace. We got invited to this monastery, this little blues rock and roll band going to the, and all the monks were there to hang out with us. I don't remember what that was all about. I think that our driver just wanted to go there because he was strong Catholic and wanted to, show us something, but it was kind of cool. The guys thought we were cool, but it didn't make any sense that we were there. But they had some good wine.
Yeah.
I love gold.
I like places that go, we should make our own alcohol and not sell to anybody else.
Well, what do we got here, Nick?
This is from Zach's. Left on Red Amber Ale.
Oh, a red, yeah. From Zach's Brewing.
They recently released a blonde and an amber, and so this is the amber of it, of the two, and I enjoy it. As history may know, yes. it of podcasting, I do like
almost,
a good...
Almost forgotten about your liking of the reds.
If you've ever had, for the people out there, if you've ever had My Bloody Valentine, the Alesmith red ale that comes out every December, November to February or whatever. Yeah.
Those cold months.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me kind of that.
Yeah, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Where's my complimentary slice of pepperoni pizza with this beer?
Right?
Uh-oh. This is making me feel like fall. This is making me feel fallish.
Your leaves are dropping.
Octoberish.
Are they turning colors?
Becky might even like this beer.
She probably would, actually. I saw Sam Adams Oktoberfest in the store today.
Perfect.
It's here. It's happening.
The changing of the seasonal tap handles is happening.
It's all happening.
Summerfest.
You're one step closer to stout season, Nick.
What?
It's okay.
No, every day stout season.
No. It's only season.
Yeah, I haven't seen too many pumpkin beers pop up yet this year, but the Oktoberfest are in full effect.
They're all coming. It's all coming.
Yeah. We're 2 weeks away from round two of beer festival season.
Oh, yeah. The Central Valley Beer Week is about to happen here on Monday.
Sunday to Friday.
Sunday it begins. Tioga doing stuff?
So the whole purpose, from my understanding, is Tioga itself will participate in, you know, doing some discounts or featured beers at the Garden. But it's more about the breweries going out to different restaurants and kind of like the outreach of whether you meet the brewer or you're checking out a different restaurant, or, you know, it's like, oh, if you want Tioga, go here, you know, go to Joe's Steakhouse on Wednesday or go to BC's on Friday. You know, they kind of lay it out to where you're.
Yeah. There's a thing in Madeira Monday with Zach's Brewing is going to be there and Pine and Palm.
Oh, is it the Sugar Pine Smokehouse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Drake's Brewing. I might go to that afterward. Very possible.
In the neighborhood, huh?
Yeah. Nick, do you have some culture you want to throw in there?
I just want to say Thank you, Deschutes, for making the perfect mix pack ever.
Oh, oh yeah. That did pop up.
Yeah.
What do they got in there?
So they've come to their senses and put two dark beers in with two light beers in their 12-pack mix pack. You get a porter, a stout, and two IPAs.
Wow. Sounds like a fall pack to me.
Fall right into my shopping cart.
And it's cans, right? Mm. Or is it bottles?
I think it's bottles.
I don't, well, I'm going to guess it's bottles because I've never seen Obsidian Stout in cans.
I've never seen Deschutes in cans.
Which would be awesome.
Yeah, the six packs.
The fresh squeezed? Yeah.
Yeah, but I've never seen their stout in cans unless that's the new thing.
That would be pretty cool. It's probably bottles.
It's probably bottles.
It's bottles. I think I saw a picture.
It's tall. Yeah, it's bottles. They call it variety pack, not mixed pack.
Oh, the old classic argument. Is a variety pack or mixed pack?
I would probably buy that. I think that would be solid all the way through. It wouldn't be like, oh, I'm stuck with these lagers or I'm stuck with...
the one beer that they forced upon you.
Yeah.
No, this is solid. You got a porter, a stout, two IPAs. Everybody's happy.
Very old school.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
It's Obsidian and what's the other one? Black Butte?
Black Butte Porter.
Black Butte? I'm down for that Obsidian. That's my favorite beer of theirs.
Yeah. I, now that you say cans, I wish they did put that one in cans. That would be awesome.
No, sorry to upset you.
No.
Now that whole pack is disappointing for
me. Maybe we'll influence the shoots to do that, is what I'm saying. And North Coast Brewing Company, who makes my favorite Old Rasputin, is having their 31st anniversary this year.
Woo, 31.
Or survived the bubble.
I was talking, was it? I don't think it was on this show. I was talking about North Coast with somebody and how they've just been there and they just do their thing. Yeah. And they've like, they're acting as if nothing else is going on in beer or craft beer or anything. And they're just like, we make this and we make this. And they haven't, their marketing is the same. Their beers are the same. Yeah. Everything's the same. They're just still just, they're just like showing up for work. Here's an Old Rasputin. See you later.
Perfect.
They're
like these guys.
It's something with the North Coast, the Northern California coast. They're just like walled off from the rest of the world, I think, or something. They don't have internet up there in North Coast. They're just like, this is what it's happening, right? It's like they're if somebody came in from somewhere else or tell them about cell phones and stuff, they're like, what? What's going on? What's a cell phone you're talking about? We're just here making beer.
Everybody's still wearing beepers? Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, they got big beeper culture up there.
Probably some of that Humboldt County effect.
Yep. They're just all, they've got
floating over.
They've just got everything they need. They're in a cloud.
Are they downwind of Humboldt?
It's all around there. It's all there.
The coastal breeze blows all the smoke over.
Yep. I'm sure they're just doing fine. They're just like,
maybe they've been living in the barracks so long they don't know the rest of the world.
That's what I'm saying.
Changed.
They're like, they're on Gilligan's Island.
They're still ham radioing it up.
They're that Japanese soldier that shows up on Gilligan's Island and thinks the war is still going on. I'm like, no, man. We're just dudes on an island here. No war.
All right. Brendan Fraser's the tap room assistant.
Yeah.
Brendan
Fraser just popped out of the...
Thinks it's a throwback movie.
Cellar.
So anyways, they 6 years ago, they made a barley wine, and they have... stored a portion of that and now are re-releasing that as a barrel-aged bourbon barrel-aged barley wine as this year's anniversary ale.
See, they're just catching on to the bourbon barrel-aged thing.
Yeah.
They're 10 years behind right now.
Maybe it's the delivery driver leaves full, comes back empty, but he brings notes of what's happening.
Notebooks,
post-it notes. He's got his field notes.
Mm-hmm. Here's what's going on. There's something called White Claw. White Claw is taking over. White Claw is now commanding all of alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You will listen to me. I am White Claw.
Thankfully, I think Old Rasputin will outlast the White Claw.
No, we've seen the White Claws before.
Shrug it off.
Is that
there you go.
All right, there you go. Cool deal. I would just like to mention, other than Central Valley Beer Week, I'm trying to figure out what I wrote something down. And I'm trying to figure out what the hell was I saying? Yeah, that's good. I'll save that for our cheers. Those are cheers things. We got some new iTunes reviews. I'll save those for cheers. Hang on to the end. We'll get to those. Bill, have you had any interesting bar or beer shares with any interesting musicians and all these music festivals you've been to and playing around this country and stuff? Any interesting run-ins with any blues musicians or anybody?
Well, one of the most interesting things I can remember is one time I was in New Orleans and we were up having some food. We were down in the on Bourbon Street there, and a friend of mine lived there, and we were with the band, and she was taking us, kind of helping us around. So we were having lunch, and she looked down, and there was can't remember his name right off the bat, but the guitar player from Poison.
Okay.
What's his name?
CC DeVille.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
She goes and she was a music lawyer, so she kind of in tune with everything, and so she goes, "Hey, there's CC on the street. I'm going to go down and talk to him." And so she walks down there, and she's gone for 5 or 10 minutes, and she comes back up and she goes, "He wouldn't even hardly acknowledge I was there. He kind of shrugged me off, you know." And so I go, "Well, he's not going to do that, you know." So we've been
fucked up. Well,
we were on Bourbon Street, so we're pretty lit up anyway, you know. We've been there all day, and the old alcohol anger kicked in, and nobody's going to talk to my friend like that. That's not even CC right. DeVille.
Not even the CC DeVille.
Yeah. And so we all walked down there, and he's still standing there, and he's talking with some guy. I don't know who it was. Maybe one of his music people. It wasn't another musician. Or if it was, he was a pretty clean-cut musician with a suit on. But anyway, I get, "Hey, man, how come you're talking to my friend like this?" And she just wanted to come up and say hi, you know, but this and that and the other. And he goes, "Well, I was busy. She was bothering me."
Oh.
And I go, "Oh, hey, man, you know," I says, "you know, you shouldn't do that." I says, "You know, I mean, I wasn't of his status, but I says, you know, I'm a musician too, and you just don't treat your people that respect you like that. You know, you don't just shrug them off, at least say hi or whatever, you know, yeah. And don't tell them I'm too busy to talk to you." And so he starts getting back at me, and then I go, "Well, you know," you know, so I call him out on the street, let's put it that way.
Oh.
And here I am, and my guys are all, you know, having a good time with it. We're laughing, and he kind of looks at me, and he goes, "Is this really going on?" You know. And so
you're like, "It's happening, CC."
Yeah, it's going on. And I'm pointing at him. I said, "Let's go, baby." You know, and he just starts walking away. You know, and I taunted him for a little while, and then I thought, "Well, this is starting to get silly, so I better just get out of there."
But right.
That was one of the weirdest things that I did in a state of altered state, let's put it that way.
Two guitarists screwing off.
Yeah.
CC backed down. Just know that.
He backed down. He walked away, you know.
You should have said, in Back to the Future style, you should have said, "What are you, chicken?"
I might have.
He's like, "CC. Nobody calls CC DeVille chicken."
But anyway, that was my one close encounter of kicking a rock star's ass. And so and there's been a bunch of other things. Nothing ever quite that violent. I don't really get violent. It's just that
ticked me off. Disrespected somebody.
Disrespected my friend, and she's a real nice gal, and you know, and she really was just kind of sincerely, she wasn't trying to bug the guy. She just thought, you know, it'd be nice to go say hi to him. Mm-hmm. And most people, you know, I've run into a number of people and, you know, on my tours and stuff and they're usually really nice people. Most people in there will take time to say hi and, you mm-hmm. know, and usually don't try to shrug you off like that. It was just rude, you know, the way you just shrugged her off. And so anyway, it just hit a bad spot for me at that point in time. Yeah. I was a little embarrassed about it later, but I thought, why? You know, I called out CC DeVille.
The best reason to fight is when somebody's disrespecting somebody that you're with, you know?
Yeah.
The only reason to.
He might. It's a good, maybe a good thing he didn't take it on. You know, he might have had some of them Elvis Presley karate courses or something, you know?
Man, he has judo some of them choppy moves. Right on the curb.
Yeah. He might have made, you know, a mess of me. Maybe he was just thinking, you know, maybe for this guy's sake, I'll just back off.
Yeah. I'll be the bigger man this time.
Yeah. Fold you into a pretzel.
I'd punch you if I didn't have to play guitar tomorrow.
To go a little on a music tangent, are you a Telecaster guy?
That's kind of my go-to guitar. I'm
picturing you with the Telecaster right now. So.
Yeah, that's kind of that's the staple. I got a number of guitars, and they're kind of like girlfriends, you know. They're all beautiful. And
what's your oldest Telecaster you have?
Well, I don't really have any old ones. I got a 52 reissue, you know, which is, I mean, it's 20 years old, but it's still a reissue, you know, and I can't afford those.
Telecasters from the 50s run?
Well, if I had an original one of the one I'm playing, it'd probably be a $20,000 to $40,000 guitar, depending on the condition, you know. So, you can get some pricey guitars. I know some of the old Les Pauls, the Gibson Les Pauls, are the same year. It might be $60,000 to $150,000 guitar.
Oof.
And one time I was over in San Rafael at a guitar show, and I saw a bunch of them, and they had them up on picnic tables in these guitar stands that are just leaning back, you know. Uh-huh. And here's these $60,000 to $80,000 guitars, just, that, you know,
just
one
hanging
little,
out there.
You just bump into the table and they fall over, you know. And I'm thinking, these guys must have really good insurance. That's all I can think. And
I just don't know what they have.
But those old guitars are just crazy priced. I remember back in the 70s, you could pick them up for like $150, you know, all day long in the streets.
Dang.
But I didn't have $150 back then.
Back then, that was too much.
But if I did, if I'd bought, you know, like 50 of them back then, I'd be a millionaire.
Yeah,
Jeez.
Yeah, they'd be more valuable. There'd even be less of them out there.
Yeah, I could afford a lot more beer.
Every time there's a big new beer release, you'd have to sell a Telecaster.
Yeah. Well, you know, it'd be worth it.
Yeah, sure. Well, a weekend of beer drinking for a classic Telecaster, what the hell?
Yeah, you know, once you get to that point, it's nothing anyway. You know, it's fun. You know, lots of fun in the music world.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Ah, don't be. I got everything but the money. You know, that's one thing about being a blues musician. You know, you get all the, you travel around, do this and that, and when you come home, you're broke.
you're like so McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
Let's get McDonald's tonight.
Two cheeseburgers, please.
Yeah. The dollar menu and cheeseburgers.
That's got to last me 4 days.
Back to drinking shortstop after that.
Beer. Go
back to shortstop.
Beer.
I miss those European bars where people knew me and would buy me beer and vodka.
Yeah.
Where's all that free vodka?
Man. Speaking of that, what was that drink the Bartek and his crew invented?
It was called it was the name of a submarine. What was that? What was a German U-boat? A U-boat.
That was a rough night.
Yeah.
They said, hey, watch this. They'd take a shot of vodka, drop it in a whatever beer they bought at the store that day, and chug the hell out of the
beer. Yeah. Dropping a shot of vodka in a beer and drinking it and called it a U-boat. You know, so.
You die.
You die.
Yeah, we still got these guys that come over from Poland. We have some buddies over there. They'll come over maybe once a year. The guys called the Boogie Boys. And they're crazy, crazy guys. And I remember this one time they came over and they'd gone out shopping. They were going shopping for alcohol. And they come back and they got these like big bottles of half-gallon jugs of whiskey and vodka and stuff, and they're in plastic bottles. You know, that's the finest stuff you can get is in the plastic bottle. And they were all excited. They go, Bill, look at this big bottle of whiskey I have. It's in a plastic bottle, too, and it was only $3.99. And I go, I'm not having any of that. Knock yourself out.
You have fun with that. Yeah. I'm not going to go for your $4 plastic whiskey.
Man. Yeah. But anyway. Yeah, if it's in a plastic bottle, you know, you pretty much know you're not going to drink it. You know,
I want to live tomorrow.
It's not your best.
I'll hold back.
Unlabeled plastic bottle.
Yeah, I remember that Canadian Mist in the plastic bottle. My father used to like to drink that, and he'd invite me over for a drink, and he'd have a half gallon of Canadian Mist in the plastic bottle, and then he'd have Safeway Diet 7-Up. After a while, I was going, he'd say, hey, Bill, you want a drink? And I go, I'm okay today. I'm not really in the mood. Thanks, Bill. Next time. Stay away from the plastic bottles.
That's the moral of the story.
Stay away from plastic bottles. Mm-hmm. The Vons vodka and the plastic bottles, watch out. All right, we're doing good. Well, we got the Zax is the latest. Maybe. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your Bill, you've been to a lot of shows, played a lot of shows. This may be the bathroom break for you. You know, where you're like, oh, this song, I'm going to go out for the bathroom break. It's where the voicemails of the Perfect Pour, all the listeners of the show call us and leave us things. And they call us using 559-492-0542, or they can email us at perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And we're going to start with those. We're going to start with the emails this week. And let's start it off. Oh, well. I should have pre-screened that. I think I need to sort that out. Let's start with this one. We forgot to...
Hey, guys. Mic. This is Paul from Houston. It's been a while since I called into the show, but I just wanted to check in and say hi and see how everyone's doing. Been listening to the show still, just haven't had a chance to call in a while. Just thought I'd call in and tell you guys that Houston's really hit its sweet spot recently with the hazy beers. I've probably got 5 breweries within like a 15-minute drive of me that are just consistently putting out really, really good hazies. And it's a good time to be in the city here. Not really any reason for anyone to visit Houston. It's not really a touristy city, but if you happen to be here, you're not going to be hurting for good beer choices. Also, I'm heading to Scotland in a few weeks for my kind of yearly vacation, and was wondering if anyone has been to Scotland and has any recommendations for breweries to check out there. I know Scotland's mostly known for its whiskey, but would like to check out a few good beers while I'm there too. So anyway, if anyone has any recommendations for Scotland, I'm all ears.
School.
That's it for me, guys. Hope you're doing well and keep up the good work. Bye.
I didn't realize Scotland was for whiskey.
Scotch whiskey.
Highland Scotch.
Islay Scotch.
Wow.
Lagavulin. Ron Swanson's drink.
So we need Scotland. Scotland recos for places to go. Beer places to go in Scotland.
Beer places in Scotland. I don't know if those two things exist.
There's bars. The bars.
Whiskey.
Whiskey bars.
I'll have a beer. Whiskey it is. I said beer. Whiskey.
Oh, show me.
All right. So Paul sent us some. Let's see if I can read that, because he had to mix up the email. So I'm going on the fly here. I can tell you how many perfect pour. I can't tell you how many perfect pour bumper songs I've started, not finished, or finished and just never sent due to this dissatisfaction. I came across these recently. The original Looking Out For that never got sent because the Final Countdown version took precedent. Culture, I just didn't like, and honestly felt like you guys had enough stupid bumpers for me already. And lastly, for those dedicated long-time listeners, there was the episode a few years back when Matt was desperately trying to describe the experience at a taco party, and Matt, Mikey, and Nick kept cutting him off. Surprise, surprise. One of the best episodes of all time, in my humble opinion. Anyway, in honor of that episode, I did a song, but probably decided at the time that it was lame and never sent it. Of course, it's totally irrelevant now, but somehow somebody might get a kick out of it. I'll keep digging around wherever I can get see a chance and see what other out-of-date gems I can pull up. For now, hope you enjoy these out-of-dated pieces of audio garbage. So I'm highly...
Gold, Jerry. It's gold.
Gold, Jerry. Gold. Here is the taco party variant song.
Ross Geller wrote this song. I'm
ready. Ross Geller is backing up a keyboard. Very good for those that remember that episode.
It's actually a really good song.
I like that.
So, Bill, we have this listener, Paul Haas, who lives in Marin, from Fairfax, and he's a musician, and he just on the spot will create little songs and bumpers that are referencing the show, something that happened on the show or something. And he just, I don't know how he does it, but he does.
And that was one of them?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
That was a off the cutting room floor one. We're going deep cuts here.
Nice. Good job, Paul.
One man band.
Yep. He has some little home studio that he does this in, and this is a Culture variant.
Wow.
Well, now that's in. Now
that's in. I like that.
I just made it in.
Let's go back one step. If you are interested in the taco party episode, it is 163.
163. Look it up. It's back there. And here is the Looking Out For variant.
Wow.
I'm okay with that. I see what he did there. Guys.
Well, there you go. That's looking out. Or no.
That one's in.
that's in now too. More variants. We love variants. We're beer geeks, and we love variants. And the new beer we have going here right now is another XL Perro beer donated to the show. It's called The Whale. It's a brown, rare brown from Community Beer Works in Buffalo.
It's a nice like brown. The roastiness just almost has like a mint characteristic to it. I like it. Wow. Almost. Just barely.
Well, now I taste that.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
Maybe more like a rosemary.
More
maybe,
like maybe a not mint. No, like your grandma in the candy dish mint that's been sitting there for a month. Candy dish, not in a bad way, but just that's
what it's always been. There, always haunting you.
Hey, these were here at Thanksgiving, and it's Christmas.
Yep, have some candy. I'm good, grandma.
They're all melted together. No thanks.
Well, thanks for that, Paul. The more you find, the better.
Hey, Perfect Pours, Brian, Wazoo Corvette.
Hey,
you know, I just got done having a pint at my local brewery called Miraz, and I was trying to think to myself, how far is this from my house? And I asked Google, and Google knows everything, and they said, hey, it's about 2 miles away. And then I think, how often do I go to this place compared to the other Sacramento breweries? And I don't go there nearly as much. Why is that? I don't know. Their beer's great. Maybe it's just too close, too convenient. But it's something that I think that I'm going to try to get there more often. And that's my question to you guys. I mean, there in Fresno, you're pretty close to a brewery most places. But everyone else, how close is your closest brewery, and is it somewhere that you'd choose to go have a beer? I can tell you Miraz has got a great variety of styles, so there's no reason for me not to go there. So I'll be dropping some by here in a couple of weeks with you guys when I do another secret delivery for Matt.
Man.
Guys, thanks for everything. Talk to you later. Guys!
Guys! Matt, was a Corvette, and he's just been producing. We still got a decent amount of Wazoo Corvette's beer in the fridge right now. I think Pine and Palm is the closest to me. I know that's for true for Matt, or Nick, I'm sorry.
True.
So
Mad Duck for me.
Yeah, now it's Mad Duck for you. And I don't go to Pine and Palm enough. And even though they're technically the closest to me, I like Pine and Palm. I like going there. I like the beer. I just, I don't know. One of those weird things. I'm just not going there enough, I guess.
Yep.
Now that this Mad Duck has just taken over Northwest Fresno, it's all the rage. I don't know if Nick, well, maybe I should wait for Ben Caught Drinking, but I don't think, have you been there yet, Nick?
We attempted to go Sunday, and there was a 40-minute wait at 11:30 in the morning already.
Already a 40-minute? Dang, no. Don't they open at 11?
Yeah, and they're already
packed. At a 40-minute.
Yeah.
Holy crap. They had people waiting outside before they opened the doors.
Yeah, every
they'd
seat
be
in
that
the place.
Busy already?
If it wasn't extremely hot, I'm sure their patio would have been packed too.
Oh yeah, that was the only complaint I had was their patio wasn't covered enough.
Out of the 3 times I was there, we had to fight for a high top at the bar area.
Whew.
just to sit down.
Yeah,
so we were that desperate
two
for
out of
something
the four.
In Northwest.
Three out of the four. There was only once where we were seated
actually at a table.
Yeah,
wow.
I haven't been seated at a table yet,
and we did spend a full 45 minutes at. You know, at the bar waiting for that table. That one took a while.
Yeah.
I've gone 3 times. All 3 times I snaked a tabletop right like that. Like that.
Like that. I don't know if you guys have seen this yet. That location is near a gated community, which allows electric vehicles.
Yeah.
I know where you're going with this.
And it's near a golf course, and there's golfers will come off the course and
so
drive up.
Golf
there.
Carts were hogging all the clean air vehicle spots at the Mad Duck.
Hey, they're technically clean air vehicles,
I guess
probably.
So.
Yeah, every time I've gone there, there's at least one tricked out golf cart out front.
And I was like, oh, look, sweet spot open up right there in front. I'm going to snag it. Golf cart,
bro.
Behind a big truck.
Did they have any golf carts with handicapped placards on
them? Oh, I did not notice. I will pay closer attention next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those exist, huh?
Well, they get all the good parking places.
Oh, yeah. They had the best parking places. Yeah. And they're small enough you could fit 2 in a stall. Oh, no. They took their own individual stall.
You gotta get
stall.
That whole spot.
One cart per stall. No thanks.
Hey guys, it's XL, or if we're using the standard drinking your perfect beer. Pour nomenclature, it's Richard in Buffalo, or maybe we'll go with a throwback and you can call me Stu's dad again.
Hey, it's Stu's dad.
Hey, I've Stu's been road tripping on my MLB ballpark quest to get them all. I went to Philadelphia over the weekend, so it's a ballpark beer stand report. All right, Citizens Bank Park, Philadelphia, nice ballpark, modern park, good views from everywhere, beer stands. It's definitely a bud park, but just about every beer stand did have some kind of craft available. There's some local and regionals like Yards, Victory, Flying Fish, and then you had like Founders and New Belgium, 19.2 cans available most places, and then your Bud and your Seltzer and blah, blah, blah. But anyways, good ballpark for a game. If you're into that sort of thing, you can get your beer there. Don't worry. After Philadelphia, my wife had a comp at a casino down in Atlantic City for a couple nights, so we drove down there. On the way down, we stopped in Hammonton, New Jersey, at a place called Vinyl Brewing. Little brewery there. Had a Citrus Saison and a West Coast IPA, both really good. Got me a growler of the Citrus Saison to take to the hotel with me because I knew there wasn't a lot of options down on the boardwalk. But once I was down on the boardwalk, I found a place just like a block off the boardwalk called the Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall. A lot of great taps of craft beer down there. So if you're ever in Atlantic City looking to have some beers, go to the Tennessee Beer Hall, Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall. As if I hadn't driven enough this week, I'm off all week for vacation, so I got home yesterday to Buffalo, and then today I drove a couple hours east and met up with a friend at Prison City Brew Pub in Auburn, New York. It's a great brew pub. If you're ever in the Finger Lakes area, you got to check out Prison City. Real good stuff. Otherwise, I'll keep it short, or as short as I can here. Check your dates, keep up the good work and whatnot and so forth, and... Oh, and before I go, hey, two-year beer. Are you going to go to the California Beer Craft? California Craft Beer Summit? I don't know how to talk anymore. Come to the California Beer Summit in September. Gotta have a get it with you, brother. Make it happen, dude. All right? See y'all later. Bye.
Bye. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Axel Perro, our Buffalo, New York representative. Going around that area, contact XL. He'll tell you where to go. Thanks for the beer, all the beer we're drinking.
Hey guys, it's me, Al Green, calling you from the den. It's Wednesday.
It's Friday. Yeah, that's right. It's Friday.
Friday right now.
And you guys are getting ready to record. Or, no, you guys are getting ready to go live. That's what it is. Yeah. Go live. I'm in the fridge. What can I drink with you guys?
Fridge Mike.
Still got my new California IPA.
Oh,
from
my
porch bomb from Mr. Fontana Jim. I've still got the Mother Earth that he sent over and the Luponic Distortion. You know what? I'm going to go with the Luponic Distortion.
Good choice.
Had the 805.
Meh. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of porch bombs, you guys should have a porch bomb from the Florida reps. And we want a video. We want a video when you guys open that thing up.
All right.
So whenever you request hearing it, we'll do it. Make a video, please. We all want to see it because it's gonna be fun.
That sounds
and
sick,
super. Right? When you guys see all the beers that we sent.
Yeah.
Other than that, guys, I just wanted to call to say hi and
hello.
Happy Friday.
I love gold.
Let's see what we got here.
It's a good pour. Sounds like a good pour.
Nice looking beer. Started hazy. Cleared up.
Started hazy. It's cleared up now.
That's it.
cleared up to my ass.
Keep up the good work, guys. And, you know, Willards. Oh, super excited about the new football season, the new fantasy football season for the perfect poor. Yeah. Okay, bye.
It's coming.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Football. Boo.
I'm not even sure if I'm in that. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to be in that anymore because I don't pay my debts in there.
They've kicked you out for lack of payment.
I owe a lot of people a lot of things everywhere.
You're not keeping up the good
But it is true. We did get two boxes from Florida Steve today. So I will probably drop them off next evening or two to the studio so you can do your unboxing.
All right. They probably want all of us to. They don't want just me. It's boring. Super Soft IPA. This is a new beer we're having right now from Sloop Brewing. This is another XL barrel beer. Sloop is...
No boil hops.
They are from Hopewell Junction, New York. So a New York beer.
New York.
There you go, Bill.
All right.
Get some of that New York beer. You guys ever played New York?
We've stopped off there and hung out there for a little while. We never have played there, but we spent some time there. Manhattan and such, you know, down there.
Did you play the Oval Garden?
The what?
The Oval Garden. Not the Square Garden, but the Oval Garden.
Oh. Yeah, I forgot about the Oval Garden.
The
yeah.
old Oval Garden. Yeah, and the...
I get kind of confused because, you know, it go around in circles all the time.
They keep telling us we're playing in the corner. We can't find it.
I can't find the corner.
Just go play in the corner.
You're back there in the corner.
The stairs say up, but you go down.
Is this a corner? Yeah.
We put all our stuff back in the corner. It's right there.
Yeah, it took us forever.
We found it.
Literally perfect pour to you be here. And guess what, Holmes? I'm excited, Holmes. I'm full with energy. I'm so excited, eh? The list is out, Holmes. What list am I talking about? The CCBA Beer Festival Summit over in Long Beach, eh? The list is out for the breweries and the beers that they're bringing. And I'm excited to see that Pine and Palm will be there. Tioga Sequoia. McLeod's going to be there. 818, unfortunately, is not on the list. Hopefully, there's something happened that they haven't posted them or updated them. And Zach's going to be there. And he's bringing Nelson, I think it was. No, exactly Galaxy. Yep. And forgot the other beer. And Chocotazo's on the list, Holmes. But there's an asterisk. So I'm thinking that's a maybe. Hopefully it's not. Matt, if you can confirm that, if the asterisk means that it might be there or it might not, depending if it's ready to travel. But if it is, Zach, you're taking a couple awards, Holmes. No doubt, homie. We're going to vote for that.
You're getting awards, bro.
So, Mikey, are you going to be there September 14th? Nick, you going to be there? If you are, that'd make it a lot cheaper for me to come bring some Pachalito Pale Ales and drop them off, Holmes, because then I don't have to pay for the travel, Holmes, for the yeast tax.
Delivered in a Suburban.
I'm trying to convince the wife to be my sober driver, my Uber driver, and I'll buy her the ticket for the no drinking ticket. So trying to convince her to do that. Been massaging her feet every night, you know, whispering sweet nothing
in her ear.
Hopefully it works. It'll probably be me and my buddy that went with me to the beer, the zoo at the brew, and maybe my brother. So we'll go from there. I'll keep you posted. Matt, if you can fill me in with that information about the asterisks and that Chocotazo. That's about it, Holmes. The beer list is amazing. Everything that I've seen on there, it just makes me want to camp out already. Some brewers I didn't see on there that I thought I would see. I didn't think I saw Fieldworks and that one from Sacramento that you guys keep talking about.
Urban Roots.
Forgot the name of them, but had it. But would it be nice to have them again? Russian River's going to be there with Pliny. I think that's where Mikey's going to be hanging out all day. Orly, is it true your beer? And fill me in with all this information, Holmes. I'm excited, eh?
Yes,
excited.
You should be.
I have to watch you. Peace out, eh?
Peace out. It's expected to be the biggest get it in history. Maybe. Probably.
I will not be there.
Oh, Nick is officially not going to be there.
I'll be drunk on a plane.
Oh, where are you going? Think you're going.
Not there.
All right. We'll accept that.
It's anniversary week for me, so I will not make it.
I'm not going to say I'm not going, but it doesn't look great. My daughter's birthday is in the middle of that week, and my uncle's 80th birthday party in Phoenix is that week, that same day. Oof. And I don't think I'm going to be able to make that. And it's going to be tough to explain to the family why I'm in Long Beach drinking beer and not at my uncle's 80th birthday party. And also, if I do stay in town, I'll probably be at my daughter's birthday party. So it's very problematic for me. And I really want to be there for the show. And because it's in friggin' Long Beach and just to see everybody, it's a perfect thing. I lived in Lakewood, Long Beach for 5 years, and having a perfect excuse to come back for the weekend like that is just tailor made for me. But my obligations as a nephew and a father might prevent that.
You just want to go collect all the gum that you put on top of the door frames at the bars you went to, see if it's still there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'll be back for this.
I'll be back. See, I left though when I was 21, mm-hmm. and so I didn't get very much of a bar scene.
Legal,
but I did
drinking.
Yeah. But the first time I ever went out drinking was in Long Beach, and we went to there was a strip of bars that was by the people in Long Beach would know, like, where they on Christmas, where they have the boats will have all the Christmas lights you can go see and all that stuff. There's like a string of bars along there that we went to, and I had my first drink as a 21-year-old in a bar what's that where you put a root beer schnapps in a beer? Is it a car bomb or is that a car bomb?
I don't know. Not the ones we know.
That's a car bomb is where you put the Irish whiskey?
Yeah, Bailey's.
And Bailey's Jameson on top of it and then drop it in Guinness. Beer? Guinness, yeah.
That may have been what it was then. Yeah, that's what it was.
That's a car bomb. They're pretty dangerous.
it was surprising.
Their name.
It was surprisingly easy to do. Like, as not a very proficient drinker, I somehow easily drank that. I was like, oh, this isn't so hard.
Yeah, it tastes like a root beer float.
Yeah, that's exactly what I had.
That's the whole problem with them.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Give me another one of those.
Exactly. I was like, I'm an experienced drinker now. Yeah. Give me more of those. Oh, boy. I wasn't driving that night, luckily.
To the best of your knowledge.
Yeah, as far as I remember. I remember being driven around. That's the last thing I remember, anyway. I don't remember how everything ended.
Beer Money!
Oh, yeah. My favorite podcast right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer. Woo. I'm your host of Sky91, and it's been a while, guys.
Yeah, dude.
Sorry for
supposed
the
to post every Friday.
Lack of podcasting. So I've been recovering from my trip to New Orleans and Nashville. There is a voicemail lurking in my phone from Bourbon Street.
Oh, send that for the Golden Gods.
I don't know if I want to send it in.
Send it for the Golden Gods.
You are on Bourbon Street. You are drunk.
We've heard stories of this Bourbon Street.
But,
don't get mixed in with the hair band.
Don't fight CC.
Watch out for those hair bands.
I tried a bunch of beers. I hit 5 breweries on my trip. Started off in Louisiana. Got to sneak off to Gordon Biersch, my first Gordon Biersch, while my friends hit the casino over at Harrah's. I had a flight over there. It was okay. It was nothing great. I got to then go with my friends. We all went over to Crescent City Brew House in New Orleans. Their beer is also eh. Nothing in New Orleans really blew me away for beer. Like it was all okay. I was a little disappointed in New Orleans for beer wise. I tried as much as I could. Anything that was new, I would grab, but it was eh. Tennessee, it got a little bit better over there. I hit 3 breweries in Tennessee. So the cool thing was we went to Pell Tavern through Nashville there, and the Pell Tavern's awesome. You get to drink the beer while you're pedaling. So actually, before we got in the Pell Tavern, I swung up to Tailgate Beer in Nashville. Best brewery of the trip.
Solid
Tailgate
name.
Beer in Nashville, Tennessee. So many beers on their chalkboard. I had a rush because we had to get back to the Pell Tavern.
Oh.
So I was grabbing some cans to go, and I got to sample 2 beers while I was there. I grabbed some cans to go. They had maybe like 20 beers on tap. It was something crazy. I was like, I just want to stay here and drink beer, but we had to go to the Pell Tavern. So after I got off the Pell Tavern, I ran over to Rock Bottom. I also got to hit, I want to call it technically a brewery. It was Fat Bottom Brewery's Airport. That one's it's a little iffy. It's more of a tasting room in a airport, but overall, it wasn't the greatest beercation. But I mean, it was a bachelor party, so we weren't going there for the beer. Yeah, I drank a lot of cool shit. See, right now I'm drinking a beer by Beard Brewing. It's called Connecticut Casual. It's a pilsner. It's clean, easy drinking. It's a nice pilsner, and that's probably the first and only pilsner you'll ever see me drinking on this show. Mainly because I was drinking a bunch of IPAs earlier. We had friends over. I'll check in some more with you guys. This is Sky 91, and that's the bottom of the keg because Stone Cold drank it.
Good show. One of my favorites. Wrestling with beer. And Scotty 91, back east. I hear Scotty might be working on a label for a certain junior.
Hey guys, can you hear me? Not driving.
Oh,
you know what? I was so close to doing Matt's idea of leaving a voicemail while I'm walking up to Dorktown Studios delivering a fermented beverage. So close. But I just couldn't make it, folks. Just couldn't make it. And it's right one now, thing. It's probably an hour one or two thing, before chief. Showtime, too. But I did want to leave a voicemail. I'm going to drop off something for you guys very soon at Tioga with Matt. Yum. Hopefully, I'm hoping to see him there tomorrow. It's the dry hop guava cider, and I decided not to call it Sex Dwarf. And not to go with Chew's idea, the ripe, unwashed guavass. Because that just reminds me of ripe, unwashed man-ass Chew. That's where he got it from my tweet. I really like how it came out. And I hope you guys will, too. Very guava-y, very galaxy-y.
What sitcom is he listening to?
I dry hopped the heck out of it. Well, anyway, I know there was something I wanted to say about some comment on the show, and I can't remember what it is. I always forget that.
Thanks, Scotty B.
But I did want to leave a voicemail and let you know just how close I came to invading the show again. But who knows, maybe next week. I do have something that I'm going to make that I can make really quick, and it's something that Mikey dared me to make. So maybe next week I'll bring that. I should have that ready. I'm not going to say what it is.
Dared him to make a lot of things. Yeah. Who knows?
But anyway, it'll be a surprise. Keep up the great work, guys. Love you.
Thanks, Scotty B.
Love you, too.
All right, those are all our email voicemails. Let's see about traditional. Oh, my gosh. Jeez. Quite the busy bees, these perfect
harvesters. Right, I think what he said is open another beer. We're going to be here a while.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, no. Hold on. Nope.
Ooh.
Almost forgot.
Did I bring that this week or last week?
This is mine, bro.
Oh, well.
You brought it. I didn't. You didn't bring nothing.
Good. Then that means mine's still at home.
Yep.
And that's a damn good beer. I've enjoyed it a few times.
I love gold.
from Carl Strauss and Russian River, new California IPA in a can. It's Carl Strauss canned it, but Russian River is involved, so you can sort of say it's Russian River beer in a can, kind of. It's been all the rage in California the past couple of weeks.
It's made off the 405.
They made it off the 405. I don't know where Carl Strauss is, their brewery. I know I've been there, the one across from Legoland. I've been to Legoland, but
I've only been to downtown LA location.
Oh, okay. So I don't know exactly where Carl Strauss actually makes their beer. I don't think it was at Legoland location.
Hey, kids.
We're up here at Legoland making beer. It's good. Have you had this, Nick?
No.
Oh, good. I was hoping. I knew Matt had had it because I watched his. I stock his Untappd.
Oh, you mean because I actually take the effort to check beers in every once in a while?
Yeah. He makes sure to tag me like, hey, I'm having beer on Untappd.
Well, because it was like I tagged you once, so now every time I go to make a post, it's all, do you want to tag Mike again? I was like, sure.
Once you tag one person, they're like, hey, you want to tag this guy? All right. That Chew Your Beer must have so many people that pop up for him. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, you want to chew him? He's like, sure.
I think I like the green side better than the yellow side.
Yeah, the can has two different sides to it.
So when it first came out, they didn't really say anything. So I was hoping the green side was like, you know, one was brewed at Russian River and one was brewed at Carl Strauss. And I was hoping that they had side by side.
Yeah.
It's just a double sided.
Because I saw pictures of it on the shelf before I saw it in person. And I was like, oh, look, there's two different ones. Wow. Yeah. And then you go there and it's like, oh, wait, it's the same can. Somebody just didn't turn them all around, right?
They're not facing the shelves properly.
Yeah, they didn't face it properly.
You had one. Dress it down.
Guys, it's Hoppy Libation.
Yeah, beer. You've had them? Have them all.
Hi, guys. So, first of all, I'm drinking.
Hi, Hoppy.
Drinking. So, Hoppy Hubs, because I'm already two beers in. And I think that I'm not drinking today. So,
if I have one beer, I can't remember anything.
But first of all, okay, hold on. I am listening to the episode as I call in this voicemail. And I have to say, you know what? Me and Janine and Mrs. Florida Steve and probably some other Perfect Poor listeners' wives. Dude, we are in the Cool Wives Club. Whoa. Because... no, Florida Steve did not go home and have to explain why he shot down that beer. Because Mrs. Florida Steve was right there cheering him on. Probably rolling her eyes, but also cheering him on. So, yeah, we're the cool drinking wives. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's
cooler than the husbands.
Because Florida Steve did not have to go home and explain to his wife why he was covered in beer. Because she witnessed the entire thing. Speaking of the green...
Oh, you're shotgunning beer at your age, huh? Florida Steve, that's what you're doing?
I was!
It's always a good time to spend some time with my Florida reps and to drink a bunch of beers. And hopefully there will be something arriving at your door soon.
Wow.
But along with that, yeah, I'm totally disappointed that you didn't catch on to the Largo references. Because we were making them. We decided that we would all, like, throw some clues in there and see if you could actually, you know, pick up what was happening.
No, we don't.
And it turns out that you were like, Largo? Where is Largo? Like, I remember Nick saying, well, what's in Largo? And it's like... I'm in Largo. Hoppy Libations is in Largo. Hoppy Hubs is in Largo. And guess what else is in Largo? Willards. Anyway. Also, I have to say that a couple of episodes ago, you were talking about, like, West Coast beers on the East Coast. And Florida does have, like, there's one that I can think of in particular. It's by Escape Brewing Company, which is, I think, a little north of me. And it's called the Other West Coast IPA. And it's a West Coast-style IPA, but it's, you know, because Florida West Coast. So that's a thing. And also, I know Hoppy Hubs and I have not called in since our Buffalo Get It with the famous XL Perro.
Ooh.
But seriously, guys, like, he was awesome. I'm sorry I'm going over 3 minutes, but I gotta give a huge shout out to XL Perro because we were there for a while, and he took really good care of us, and we had the greatest time with him, and also on our trip in general. But XL Para.
See, she got burned by the 3 minutes on the.
Whoa. Oh, she's Google voicing it.
Oh, my goodness, guys. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I didn't think that it would actually cut me off and go over, but it
Oh, it does. Doesn't care who you are.
I'm off at 3 minutes, 20 seconds. So I'm going to not do that. But that apparently is what happens when I've been drinking for a while and I'm in a good mood because then I just keep talking. So, again, it's popularizations. And I have to give the continual props to XL Paro. We had such an amazing time with him. We went to all sorts of different breweries and tap houses over in Buffalo. And it was great to get up to Buffalo because, guys, like, you should go to Buffalo. The beer is damn good. And I think it's worth it, not only to have Buffalo beer, but to spend a wonderful afternoon with XL Paro, who is a wonderful human being. And speaking of the rest of the wonderful human beings on here.
What, you mean Stu's dad?
I seriously have not come across a perfect poor listener who has been any sort of an asshole.
Yeah.
So that's amazing, and shout
cultivated
out
because, that.
You know, from Florida Steve and Lumber and Al Green and Pittsburgh Tom and XL Paro and, you know, D-Lang, I still haven't had a chance to meet. What gives? But, you know, like,
D-Lang's
everybody.
Hiding.
I know I'm forgetting somebody, and I feel like shit, but still. Everybody on Perfect Four is just absolutely amazing, and it's so cool to go traveling around and be able to meet up with these people who you literally have never even had any contact with except through the internet. So, shout out to everybody. Second annual Grain Get It was awesome. Hoppy Hubs and I are loving life with Perfect Four, and yeah, I'm kind of drunk. So just ignore that, you know, or not.
Doesn't
or
sound
not.
Like
you
it.
Don't have to ignore it. Love you guys. And, by the way, that was me meowing.
The mystery solved.
Dang it.
Keep up the good work. Guys, bye.
Bye.
Largo.
Largo.
Largo. I did not see that coming.
That mysterious meow. And it was, I think somebody had said something where
it was to a song.
Oh yeah. It was meowing to, one of our songs. I think, one of Paul's songs, but
I don't think it was Keep Up the Good Work though.
No, I think it was maybe Cheers.
Looking out for beers.
Looking out for. Yeah. Meow, 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 meow.
Hey guys, it's Paul.
What?
It
sound like
who
Paul.
Remembers? wait, I'm gonna actually.
Oh, now it sounds like Paul.
Precede that question with an answer. The only people old enough to remember this are me and Mikey. But anyway, who remembers the Coors Party Ball?
Ah, yes.
Huh?
Yeah, I remember.
Eh? Anybody? I know that
it was the greatest invention ever at the time.
Seriously, Googling it right now.
Oh, but, I already know what it is.
I went to a couple parties that had the Coors Party Ball.
Yeah.
A long
was
time
it my
ago.
Part? Was I at a party with Paul?
What?
Anyway, I sent you guys some old songs that never got sent, and I thought they might be amusing.
They were.
So check them out. Or they're stupid. They're amusing and stupid. Stupid is usually amusing. All right. Anyway, that's that for now. I'll talk to you soon. Cheers.
Cheers.
Keep up the good lagers.
He's trying to irk my ire right now. That's right, Paul. I remember that was in the very beginning stages, the party ball of my drinking. That was like this, like, oh my God, you could get this ball and you put it in the sink and put the ice around it and you've got this party ball. It's a party. It was, you know, it's basically, if you don't know what we're talking about, it's like a, you know, it's like a medicine ball size amount of beer, and I think it came with a tap.
Yeah.
Yeah. You bought the tap with it or something.
It's a little pump tap.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Like a little cheap pump tap.
I only experienced it once or twice, and I don't think they ever really worked.
Yeah.
Of course.
I think
that makes
I've
sense.
Seen them work, but it wasn't easy. Like, you had to get, there was like one guy at the party that knew how to work them.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, just like mostly with like kegs too. In your early 20s, we had no idea how to deal with kegs. And there'd usually be one guy and be like, step aside. I can do this. Let me do this.
Yeah.
And the rest of us were like, oh, I don't know what to do. I can't get to the beer. But yeah, a plastic ball full of Coors. That was the thing. And it was hot and it was best. It was awesome. Damn it.
Hey, Perfect Four Podcast. Can you hear me? I'm driving. It's me, the Fontana Jim, with an update on the Perfect Four Podcast Listener Crowler Fantasy Football League. Oh, boy. That was a mouthful. Anyways, it is separated into Eastern and Western divisions.
Oh.
And following Perfect Four Podcast guidelines, any state that does not touch the Pacific Ocean is considered East Coast.
Yep.
So that would be Janine from Colorado. You're East in the Coast. Eastern Division. Basically, it is set up as a
California
versus Florida get down with some other people sprinkled in for fun and spices. I know out of the East, now I'm trying to do this out of memory. Out of the East, we've got Janine, we've got Dal Green, we've got Florida Steve, Poppy Libations Michelle, Captain Swifo, and Lumber Jose. Those are the six teams out of the East. Out of the West, it's obviously Garage Boy Heavy with me, D. Fontana Jim, Evil Circle, Chino Yacht Club. I've got Portland Jazz up there. I've got, who else am I missing? Oh, Tony Baggs. Can't forget about Tony Baggs. And then, of course, the superstar of the Fantasy Football League. Go chew your beer is in on our group. So we're drafting on Monday Labor Day, right around just after the start, the kickoff of the Notre Dame football game. So when Notre Dame football kicks off, you guys will go, oh shit, what do I have else to do? That's right, I gotta log into my ESPN app and fire off the fantasy football draft. So that'll be going on. So the rules, basic rules on fantasy football, snake draft, easy, easy. But here's where the fun comes in. So the regular season, there will be an Eastern Conference champion and a Western Conference champion. Everybody in the West mails off a crowler of beer to their Western Conference champion, and everybody in the East mails off a crowler of beer to their Eastern Conference champion. Now we're all kind of spread out, so that should mean we're going to get a lot of new beer to a lot of new people. And then finally, for the playoffs, the winner, the king or queen, as it may be, of the Perfect Four Podcast Fantasy Football Crowler League, that gets a crowler from everybody. So everyone who's in the league, you're in for two crowlers to mail off, wow, unless you're a champion of your division or a champion of the entire thing. But it also means that the winner, the champion, should get 11 crowlers cracked off to him. I hope these are acceptable terms to everybody.
It's a lot
when you
drinking.
Guys hear this, if this is unacceptable, shoot me a...
Oh.
Nah. Oh, thank goodness. I didn't think that was going to end.
You know, you love that fantasy football, bro. You meant to talk about, and then you remember after a couple minutes. Anyways, real quick, if y'all don't want to do the two crowlers, hit me up, and I can find someone else to replace you, but I think those will be fun. And I also forgot the special 7th Western Conference owner. That's right, Chew Your Beer and Scotty B, both co-owner of the same team. Anyways,
wow,
that's everything. And keep up the good work, guys. Fontana!
Fontana! You guys ready for all these fantasy football reports?
Boy.
Nope. May have to put them on a different feed.
Did you know my sabbatical starts in September and ends in February?
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, imagine that.
I forgot all about that.
Well, even the voicemail gave it.
Man, that was a lot. That was a lot, guys. Thank you. Very robust. We don't mess around. Number one voicemail podcast in podcasting. Nobody's been able to tell us any different. And oh shit, I forgot. Let me see if I can pull this off here. Nope. I don't think it's going to work. Come on, Mike. Come through. Nope. That's not going to work. Let's try to get that one. Not shit. No, never mind. Next week.
Next week.
Beers get released every week, and we look out for them for you and for ourselves. Matt, what are you looking out for?
Just two beers. I'm going to keep it quick. From Triple Crossing, they have Precursor Pils. It is a hop-charged Pilsner. It comes from Richmond. That's where Triple Crossing is. Then Beechwood Brewing has Defenders of the Hops, which is a West Coast IPA with Equinaut, Simcoe, and Fato hops. Looking up for those two.
All right. Nick, what are you looking out for?
I am looking out for my once a year Greek lager, Mythos.
Oh.
For it is Greek festival this weekend.
Oh, it is?
Fresno, yes.
Wow. Oh, I have not been paying attention.
All the shawarma and all the Greek beer. Maybe some ouzo if I could still.
Oh. Well, you see Cope. Take a picture with Cope.
I can do that. He will be there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just make sure you tell him to have a great day.
Hey, Cope, have a great day.
And his 5-day forecast.
Mm-hmm. He's got to say the whole bit, too. Make him say it.
Make him say it. Record him saying it.
Sure, let him know it's exclusive.
It's exclusive.
We should get him to record bits for us now that
I think about it. Yeah, come
on. Yes. So I'll be Greek festing this weekend. If you want to have a Greek, get it.
All right. Look out.
Lamb kebabs. You think
you'll be on there on the Saturday?
Yes, Saturday.
All right.
Saturday, and then we go over to Zach's for a nice little concert.
Oh. Mm. A little concert,
yeah. Put on by the Chicken and Whiskey Boys.
Oh, what's going on there? Is that where we can see Bill Clifton and Chicken Whiskey?
At our finest.
And it's trying to get kicked out of Zach. See what kind of things you can do to get kicked out of there.
All you have to do is, you know, just be yourself. Now, we got a fun night coming up there. It's always fun down there, and they always. I think he's got a new beer this week.
Yeah, that reminds me.
I don't know. He seems to have a new beer every week, so that's why I said that.
He does have one coming up. I don't know when it'll be released.
But Chu was asking, do you know the details on why Choco Tasso is asterisked?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll find out. We will find that out, Chu, this weekend.
Yeah, we'll watch to him Saturday.
Bill's band.
Saturday, 7 to 10. And we can find us on Bill Clifton Chicken and Whiskey Facebook. No, never mind. I'm done with the commercials here.
No. We want to know.
Oh, Bill Clifton's Chicken and Whiskey, Facebook.com. You can see all the wonderful affairs that we're having without our wives. And I'm in trouble now. So, but no, we always have fun down there. So I hope some of the locals come out and Stephen and Gail are wonderful people. It's always fun to hang out with them and it's just a nice atmosphere. And then if you get tired of us there, you can always walk over to Matt's place around the corner. So, but you don't want to do that. Not this week. But I better not say that because I'm trying to get a gig over there too. So strike that last remark.
Mike over there at Tiger was like, "Yeah, maybe we should get Bill Clifton Chicken Whiskey Band again." And Matt's all,
"Yeah, I heard him on the podcast the other night. He's out of here."
Yeah. He's trying to get his ass kicked out of all the breweries in town. I don't know about that.
Well, you know, one by one. I just be myself.
Just show up and be myself.
Yeah.
Check him off the list.
Have you played that tiny, tiny spot in Goldstein's yet?
Oh, yeah.
What's, have you played in more at challenging spot gigs over the years. Play like the what's the weirdest club or stage you've had to play?
Oh my goodness! You know, we used to have a saying when we'd pull up to a club, you know, and we'd pull into the back alley and you know and go through the back door, and we'd say, "It don't get any better than this," you know. So, but it
didn't matter.
Gosh darn! I don't know. There's been so many weird ones.
Zaps was awful tight.
Zaps, yeah. There used to be that place called Zaps Park years ago. That a wonderful place, but man, they could fit about 70, 80 people in there, and man, it was just like, you know, face to face. And but that was fun. You know, I love little small clubs because especially when you can get right next to the people, and it's a lot of fun. You know, we've done it all. I mean, you know, in Europe, we've played for like 40,000 people, you know, and but they're back behind fences 40 feet away, you know, that's not as much fun as just being in a small place where you can just rub up against people. It's more fun. But I can't think of anything really too weird, you know. I mean, sometimes you walk into a place and they'll put you in a corner and think you're the size of a jukebox, you know.
They're like, you could play in this corner, right?
Yeah.
Like, right. Yeah. My one app, maybe. I guess a drummer doesn't get to come back here.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll put him in the other corner.
he can play on the other side of the room.
That's what we had time with that, a tough time with that oval thing, man. We were trying to figure out.
He's like, where's my drummer supposed to go? In the corner?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, usually, you know, the worst part of it is when people request Stevie Ray Vaughan every night. You know, we don't do any Stevie. Well, not that there's anything.
Hey, play Stevie Ray. Hey.
And some of them are so adamant, they say, I know you know this song, man.
Bro, I know you know it. Don't act like you don't know it, okay? Just play it.
Yeah, exactly, you know. And it's not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, there's just stuff we just don't do, you know. But it's fun, you know. We have a good time, and people are always great to, you know, watch get drunk and make fools of themselves. And we're at a perfect vantage point to, you know, witness all that. You know, we never have too many problems. You know,
not too many people on your stage in your space, like woo, look at me, I'm standing next to guitarists.
Just the naked people.
You're like, yeah, this is cool. Yeah.
Always the naked people.
Oh, Europe.
Hopefully the naked women. Yeah. Some of the naked guys.
Not always.
Some of the naked guys are a little hard to look at.
Like, I'm just going to be playing over here until somebody deals with this.
Yes. Yes. The guys with the hairy backs. That's what I don't like that.
Note to self. Don't rush the stage.
So, you know, it's rough sometimes.
So, damn, I was going to do that Saturday at Zach's, too.
Yeah.
Oh, you're trying to get kicked out now.
Yeah, I'm like, woo! See what I can do to get kicked out.
It's not that hard.
No, it's not that hard. I don't know if I've been kicked out of a brewery yet, but yeah. The garage boys know what it's like to get kicked out of a brewery. So. I just want to look out for, well, but. Actually, in Utah, in Ogden, they're going to get a new brewery. They just did some groundbreaking. So Hops_Hound shared that news with us. But besides Monday in Madera at the Sugar Pine Smokehouse, there's going to be a tap takeover with Zach's, Drake's, and Pine and Palm.
Damn.
So Madera is getting in on that Central Valley Beer Week action. We're not, but everyone else is. But the biggest news, I can't believe you guys haven't brought it up yet.
Oh, boy. What
this,
did we miss?
This news coming from Jake from State Farm. Central Coast Brewing is being distributed in the Valley in Fresno.
Yep. Bow, bow, bow. I'm kind of waiting until I see it to believe it.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll get excited when I see it, when I can walk in the store and just buy it.
Will it be the Monterey Street Pale?
It better be. It better
I imagine be. It'll be more draft than package.
Damn. Oh, see, now you're already disappointing me.
Feelings are hurt.
Yeah, I was like, I want to just go into market and just get some six packs.
Well, the main thing is they don't always, I mean, they have cans, but they don't always have beer in cans. So I think it just, they'd really have to plan their timing right to where they could just freshly can stuff, go pick it up, and then get it to the market. Literally the market.
Literally the market.
Hint, hint.
So that's something to look out for. Is there anything interesting been caught drinking? Should I stop for that or can we roll past that?
I've been surprised by Moonraker. I've been picking up some of their new beers that have been popping up in town and I've enjoyed some of them. So
Moonraker.
A brewer I normally wouldn't have looked at, but.
That, it seems like I had one this week and forgot to check it in. I have no idea what it was, and it was really good.
The one I had was Mist and Myth, and it was it was a relatively clear one.
Oh, clear one.
Yeah.
Is there any Big Cut, Nick, you want to?
Just because it's always stout season, I cracked open the Motor Oil Number 3 from Alvarado Street.
Oh, where did you get that?
That was a road trip buy when I was down south in L.A.
You probably paid $8 for it.
Yeah, sounds about right.
$8 for a can.
Yeah.
That's what worth we it. Have to do.
Yes,
worth it.
It is that.
Worth it.
You're
one beer did the job of three.
It's like it's the meme where it says, no one. And then like,
absolutely no one. Nick.
And then Nick. Worth it.
Worth it.
Worth it. Okay.
Every day stout season.
Yeah, no one. The Knicks. Stout season. Every stout day. Season. Okay. That's cool.
Yes, I'm a meme.
Yes, I'm a personal
meme.
Have
I made it?
Does that mean I make it?
I'll be signing autographs this Saturday. Cool. This is Zax.
Yeah, Zax. Seeing who's going to get kicked out first.
Place your bets. That's a fantasy league I could get behind.
Now that's a fantasy league. I picked Louie, so pretty good chance I'm gonna win that one. Louie's getting kicked out. Wow. Oh, Matt, some cheers to give out.
Cheers out to my new untapped friend, Nobody From Nowhere. I know exactly who that person is, but...
All right. I liked all that phrasing there.
Yeah, Nobody From Nowhere. No display photo, no description, but if you know, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know, but you know.
I do.
So that's cool.
Yep.
Good.
If you know, you know.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Cheers to Captain Fwifo. He's got some samples headed our way. And on Untapped is Northern Wolf, Jake Sloan.
Ooh.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Cheers to our Golden Gods. Don't forget those kind people. They are the special. They're very special. They give us money every month. And in return, we give them love and some extra bonus show and private groups of the Facebook and whatnot, which is called the Forum. So all the Golden Gods, as always, big cheers to you guys. Thanks for keeping the show running and all the lights on. And if you want to be a Golden God, check it out, patreon.com/perfectpour. And also cheers to coffee_and_comics. To Boston Beer Girl _EG, Chris, aka Vern, of course, Z Meg One, aka Bells.
What? He's still alive?
He's still alive. He's awesome. Still alive. Bubba Dog One, Chew Your Beer, of course, Hops _Hound, Chef, down there, the Chef.
Chicago.
Chicago. And Javier Carrillo. And everybody that listens and shares the show on their own social media, talks about the show, and tries to get kicked out of breweries while talking about the Perfect Bar. When I listen to the Perfect Bar, can't kick me out. Oh, we can kick you out, bro. PerfectPortPod.com is where you need to go for information, and PerfectPortPod on all the social medias. Check out Matt at BeardedBrewer87.
That's me.
And Nick, the Nick 80.
See.
And make sure to follow on Facebook the Bill Clifton and the Chicken and Whiskey Band. And if you want to research the history, if you're like, maybe I did go to that festival in Europe and saw that, look up a mofo party band.
And lots on YouTube.
Lots of cool stuff on YouTube. Check out. And you're like, oh my God, I just listened to that guy on the Perfect Board, and there he is playing guitar.
Yep.
I want to say we got a brand new record coming out here this coming week or two, too. So look for that. And it'll be probably in the next couple of weeks, it'll be on Amazon and iTunes and all that stuff.
Nice.
So sweet.
Yeah. Will it be on Spotify, you think? Think it'll...
Wherever the distributor puts it.
So, where they stick it,
supposed to put it'll it be on. There. I'm paying them enough money to put it everywhere. But they might tell me where to put it if I keep on them. So... Anyway, so
just follow Bill Clifton and Chicken Whiskey Band.
Yeah, but don't follow too closely. We smell really bad.
Especially after, been at Zach's for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
So the end of that set.
Yeah, we give no meaning to the word stinky.
So Saturday, get it at Zach's. Saturday evening.
Yes.
Big time, get it. All the cool people will be there. And thanks everyone for listening to the show. Have a great week. Check your dates. Be safe and have the fun. Perfect Park.